You ready, Bubbles? Ready to go live on a Saturday? Hey, we're live. And it is Saturday, 5:23. It's a holiday weekend here, and it is 7:55 a.m. in the morning on the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show, which means we're 3 hours late. But it's the holiday, so it is what it is. And it's raining outside, and no one's waking up. However, I will say my son woke up. Like 5:45 this morning. He says, Dad, wake up. Your show. You got to get up for the show. It's 5:45. So I got a little alarm clock to try to wake me up. I'm like, yeah, it's a weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. Going to do a show. It's just not going to be at 5 a.m. in the morning. And today, you know, we talk about Agile Scrum. And I try to add the practical and tactical to it. And we did an interview premiere yesterday with Edwin Wolfs, and I like the interview. I mean, it's good. It's natural. It's who he is and who we are, and just normal Scrum Master people. And so he's really going to, you know, he'll be doing good in the Agile world, in the Scrum world. But it was good talking about if you're a new Scrum Master and see what you had to do to get, how you got there in the beginning stages versus someone has been there doing it for 20 years and doing it for 8 years and 7 years. And, you know, for new people that are becoming Scrum Masters in the job and going into it, it's nice to see different cycles in the career path. And I apologize if the sound's not good, because I was having sound problems the other day and it was like really crickling. And I don't know if the microphone's going bad or I got to go check on it and see what it is. So I'm just doing it straight to the laptop and no extra microphones or anything like that. So we'll see how that goes. I hope that the sound is better than it was before. And, you know, I hope you're having a scaled Agile framework weekend. Or in other words, AKA known as safe weekend. I started saying that to people, especially, you know, it's really bad. When you say that to safe people who are working in that isn't safe, and they're RTEs and Scrum Masters and coaches, and you say that to them and it goes right over their head, boom. It's like, you should know it, because that's what safe is. But, you know, I was trying to be goofy this weekend because it is a weekend. So I got a cat over here who's enjoying the weekend because Dad's home. He doesn't have to go to work, and he's just rubbing her belly. And she's just showing the belly off right now. So she's all happy, comfy. So anyway, we're going to talk about today. Backlog hoarders. I came up with this the other day. I was thinking about it. And I showed a picture. I have the pre-picture has all these like magazines, right? Everybody's got these millions of magazines that they have in their area. I'm actually keeping these because if we do the kind of envision having a library in the train museum that we're going to be putting together over the next year. Hopefully, by the end of this year, it'll open up somewhere. And in there, I was envisioning, well, you know, you can buy a annual pass. I don't know what that cost is going to be. And you can hang out, read books, drink coffee, hang out with trains, just sit in the lounge area or whatever and just relax and just absorb all the mechanical, the technical, the technology, just the history, and just enjoy it. Can you imagine sitting in a library where your library was a bunch of trains on a track, and you could sit there, drink your coffee, read some old, like, you know, model railroading books or some kind of technology book, or even if you're on your laptop coding, that'd be cool. I think that would be cool. Sit on your laptop coding. You got some old, like, 1900s technology just alongside. And anyway, I'm way off topic, but that was what I was envisioning this morning. That's kind of why I was late. I was envisioning what the future of this museum would look like and everything. And part, you know, what's that vision? Now the question is, how do I break that vision into smaller pieces to make a reality, right? Just like we do in Agile and Scrum. Anyway, so back to backlog hoarders. So, you know, I've been in places, and I talked about this before, where I develop metrics and look at people's backlogs and work with product owners and things like that. And I've seen backlogs where they have features that are over 2 years old in the backlog. And I'm like, you're never going to work these features, but they have value. I actually had a manager the other day say, but, you know, we might use this. I'm like, oh, come on, really? I said, you can't even keep up with the stuff you got 2 weeks, let alone what you're going to do 2 years ago that you put things in there. And if there's no funding for it, if it wasn't funded before, it's not here. I said, can we at least put it in the archive so it doesn't show up in the backlog for the team? So get it off the clutter for the teams. They don't worry about it and they don't feel overwhelmed. I mean, it'll be there, but it just won't show up because it'll be archived. If you ever decide that you want to take your weekend, your holiday weekend, and go through your clutter like I'm doing this weekend and get rid of stuff, right? Clean out the backlog or take a couple days and do that, then do it. But we as Agile coaches and Scrum Masters, we have to watch out for these backlog hoarders. We have to help work with product owners, business analysts, and teams, and managers, and business to get rid of this old backlog. Because the idea is we want to be agile and be able to pivot. If you have that old backlog and you keep looking towards that, you're not in a pivot mode, right? And it's going to slow you down. The longer your trail is in the back, the more it's going to slow you down in the future. So I came up with this idea of backlog hoarders, just like those TV shows where you got those hoarders that just have magazines and junk and can't throw this away, can't throw that away. Maybe that would be a great intro. Find a nice little clip from a hoarders episode and say, is your backlog look like this? Do we need to come in and get some professionals in here to clean out your backlog for you? And that's what I help do as a coach, as I help with those product owners. We just take, even if you take a half hour, an hour, every couple weeks, especially if your backlog's really old, you just kind of go through it. Do we need this? Do we need this? Archive it, delete, whatever. Especially if there's no information whatsoever in there, it ain't worth keeping, right? So, you know, so take advantage of what's available on these points. One other thing I said, just real simple. I had a nice compliment the other day, and I wanted to share that with you as an Agile coach. And it kind of goes to an earlier episode and actually a thing I did for using an Agile. Well, I wanted to do a lecture on how to use an Agile coach at some point in time. What do you do? Because there's so many people, so many companies offer the idea, here's an Agile coach, you can use them, and they don't know how to use the Agile coach, what it could be used for. And the other day, I got a nice compliment from a Scrum Master, and she says that I'm really enjoying this. She never had an Agile coach before, and every once in a while talk about it. And she's like, I'm enjoying having this coaching sessions. So it's one of those things that it's like it's someone to team up with. Depends on the coach, right? I'm not saying all coaches are great, and I'm not saying I'm great all the time. Sometimes I'm a pain in the butt, too. I'm a coach and I have my ego and stuff gets in the way. And just question of how quickly your Agile coach or Scrum Master can capture whether or not their ego is getting into the discussion is key. And like the other day, I just realized I just let her talk, right? And sometimes you just let them talk and you just throw little things in here. Sometimes you can't get a word in words. Sometimes they just want to let loose. And as a coach, you just let that happen. Right, let them vent, get all that stuff out. And then we came up with a couple little things to help her out and what she was looking for because I knew how to. I said, let's try this. How does this work? And I did put the caveat. Look, I just did this 5 seconds. I'm demoing live and in person. It'll be what it is, right? But sometimes you just do it and get the feedback. But I really encourage everybody to take advantage of what the company has to offer. Take advantage of it, whether it be a coach that's there, connect with the coach, have conversation. Maybe it is worth it. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Maybe they can help you. Maybe it's someone to talk to. Most Agile coaches are available for talking. Some are not. I'll be frankly honest with you. Some of them are really not Agile coaches, even though they are put into the Agile coach realm. They're more of a teacher or a lecturer who wants to expend their knowledge to everybody. Sometimes that's not what a coach is. Sometimes a coach is there just to listen to what people have to do and what the problem is. So take advantage of it. If your companies offer Agile coaching, take advantage of it. If you want to connect with me, I still got a couple free openings for Agile coaching out there. More than welcome to message me on LinkedIn. And if you want to do some coaching, we'll talk about it. We'll see how it works. Get familiar. See if it makes sense, right? More than open to it. maybe you can experience it and then figure out what if you like it. And then if you have it at your office, you can reach out and take advantage of it. Because I also say that plus learning. I remember as a kid in my 20s, I had a coworker. My company was offering to pay for college credits. And they didn't pay for it all, but they paid for some. The rest I had to pay for myself. So I got my master's really in back in the 90s, which was what, 25 years ago now. But I had one colleague come up to me. What he says to me, what makes you think you deserve to go to this school or take advantage of that opportunity? I'm like, it's free bonus money, guy. I mean, you're on my case because I'm putting in for my college class that I'm going to, and the school work is paying for it. But I'm like, it's bonus. It's like a bonus paycheck. You know, it's money I don't have to spend. Of course, if you don't take advantage of that, then you're going to do yourself a disservice. So make sure you're taking advantage of that and your sprints and stuff too. There's an online class or some class about Scrum or Agile, DevOps, automated test, coding, anything related to whatever field you're in, marketing, management, finance, whatever. Take it. Take advantage of it. Use it while you can. Because someday you'll be a consultant maybe like me, and then you have to pay for it all yourself. Anyway, it's Saturday. It is a holiday. I want to wish you all a happy, safe weekend and a scaled Agile framework weekend. And may you have a good time. And we'll chat tomorrow on Sunday and Monday during the holidays. All right. Thumbs up. Ring the little bell. Check out the interview. Let me know what you think. If you think you might want to get interviewed or something like that. There's two interviews now in the hopper. Please let me know. Message me on either on YouTube or LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or TikTok. And we'll see what we can do. All right. Take care. Bye. Have fun. Enjoy your day. Bye.